We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One of the big topics, certainly this week in sports in America, Tuesday night, the Big Ten, is the first major conference to come out and say that the Big Ten season will be canceled for college football this fall. And it's, you know, the big question has been, is it a domino? Is it the first of all of them to fall? And, you know, Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, who came out and made the statement that the mental and physical health and welfare of his student athletes has been at the center of every decision they've made regarding the ability to proceed forward. And it's been interesting because it is not necessarily the same message that has come out around the country. And so we reached out to a good friend. Bobby, I knew you would appreciate this. Now, I've got one of Northwestern's finest on the line, and always good to get a fellow Wildcat on the phone with us here. And Adam Rittenberg, senior college sports writer for ESPN. And I believe, and Adam, you tell me if I'm, I think we did overlap a couple years in Northwestern. I'm pretty confident of that.
What year did you graduate? I was 03. So I think you were a little bit behind me.
That's right. Just a couple years. So we overlapped, Bobby. And, you know, listen, when I'm talking, you know, this is a complicated debate. I need someone, you know, that can understand and process all the factors. I called a Northwestern guy. So, you know, Bobby, you understand.
Well, I understand a quality Northwestern guy. That's a real school. I mean, that's like Vanderbilt in the Southeastern Conference. You know, Ivy League type. Come on, you got to be smart to go there. Zach, I'm not trying to toot your horn, but I know I do enough investigation of all the conferences and where education is a priority. But I still think Ohio State could play in any conference, and they rule the rules. And now, the bottom line is that I think the Big Ten kind of panicked. And what I mean by that, I'm looking at Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said he would have liked to have pushed back the season from September the 5th to maybe early October. Now, that could have been 3 to 4 weeks. That could make all the difference in the world. Well, what is your take on that?
Right, yeah. Well, I actually just spoke to Gene about, you know, within the last hour or so. And, you know, he certainly thought Ohio State was in a position to go forward and attempt to play later in the year. But he also understands the challenges of trying to do so in a league where there's different resources. There's different local jurisdictions. One of the huge concerns that coaches have expressed to me, not just in the Big Ten, but around the country, is the restrictions around contact tracing. And even when you don't have a lot of positive tests, the fact that a bunch of guys are essentially on the shelf for 2 weeks and can't compete, it can gut your roster very, very quickly. And we haven't even started games. And, you know, I talked to Gene earlier, and he really felt that it was going to be hard. He thought that ultimately the Big Ten was going to get to this decision, whether it was Tuesday, whether it was 2 weeks, whether it was a month. That was his sense, that ultimately this was going to happen. And that, you know, I think that's the sense of a lot of people around the country, even for these leagues that are continuing to push on, which is certainly within their right. But it's going to be hard for them to ultimately get to the season, to play games, to avoid some of the restrictions around contact tracing, to avoid, you know, a number of positive tests that make it hard to play games without major disruption. So I think there's still a lot of concern out there, even for the leagues that are going forward.
Now, to say the least, the cost of losing football will be devastating to athletic departments. I'm looking at the Big Ten distributed more than $50 million to most of its members going back to 2018. But most of that could come from media rights deals and conference TV networks, which is obviously powered by football. And then I'm looking at the Wisconsin Badgers of the Big Ten. They said they estimated a $100 million loss with no football at all. And then Michigan, the Wolverines said it could be in the red for more than that. So how did they recover from that, considering when you look at how football supports the number of sports within a university?
It's a great question. I think a lot of – it's something that Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren and everyone in the league has to, you know, think about going forward. But, you know, everybody's going to lose money this year. I mean, you know, even if you're playing football with a limited schedule and limited fans in the stadium, it's going to take a hit. And now, obviously, if there's no football entirely, and the Big Ten's still hoping to play sometime in the spring, but if there's no football entirely, it's going to really change, I think, the structure of a lot of these departments. You know, this is a league that prides itself on opportunities, as Zach knows, and having a lot of sports, men's and women's sports. Is that going to continue at the same rate that it is? Are departments going to be structured in different ways? You know, how do you cut expenses going forward? I mean, these are questions that everyone in college sports is going to have to deal with, but certainly if you don't have any football, even in empty stadiums where you can at least get the television revenue, it's going to be, you know, even more of a problem for them.
Talking with Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN. And Adam, you know, one of the things that came out, it seemed to be fairly quickly, was several programs kind of stepping forward and saying, we're going to look for other options in the fall. And they seem to jump on that pretty quickly. I know certainly I was just reading one of your tweets. It looks like Ohio State has essentially conceded that there is no path for that. But what about Nebraska, who really has probably been the most aggressive in coming out and saying, we're going to find somewhere to play?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we reached out to Nebraska. We haven't heard back yet today, but you know, I do think it's going to be very difficult for them to figure out that path forward and still, you know, keep their standing as a member of the Big Ten. You know, their media rights are with the Big Ten, you know, so it's not like you just take those wherever you go and you'd have to work out an agreement with the Big Ten to play elsewhere this fall and collect some type of revenue and then come back to the Big Ten. I think it'd be very difficult for anyone to do that and remain in good standing in the conference. And that was, you know, Gene Smith's point to me today is, listen, we felt like we could have gone on. We felt like we could have at least attempted to play in late September. But we're a member of the Big Ten. He said, this league is bigger than all of us. And, you know, we are committed to at least exploring a spring season, if it's possible, with the other members of the conference. I mean, that's kind of what you get with being in a league, is that, you know, you may not agree with every decision, and this is obviously a very painful one, but you are part of a league, and, you know, part of that is to go forward with that league.
Now, Adam, when you talk about leadership, and obviously they have a lot of stroke, I'm looking at Big Ten Commerce Commissioner Kevin Warren versus the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey. He was on the Dan Patrick show that he said that the SEC wouldn't be guided by another conference's decision. He says, I look forward to learning more about the factors that led to the Big Ten and Pac-12 leadership to take these actions. When I look at that and how the dysfunction, what comes about with the Power Five conferences, and, you know, the trickle-down effect with that, but do we need like a czar, or do we need some guru or something, like a commissioner, maybe that has some stroke, whether it's NCAA football or the Power Five breaking off, that they're all beating to the same drum? Because a lot of people respect Kevin Warren, but they also respect what Greg Sankey has to say.
Right. Well, you know, this has been a debate for a long time. Why isn't there any centralized voice in college football? Why isn't there, a body or an individual that can speak for the whole sport? But I just look at the history of the sport, and it's so antithetical to what college football is. I mean, whether we like it or not, this is a regionalized sport. the SEC and the way it's appreciated in your part of the country is different than it is here in the Big Ten country or out west with the Pac-12 or with the ACC. And we celebrate those differences. And so, the downside of having a sport that is so different from region to region is what we're in right now. And the lack of real central direction and you have leagues that are all dealing with the same virus, and they are all consulting their own medical experts, and they're coming to different conclusions, at least at this point. Maybe they'll all get to the same conclusion, but this whole process from, the Big Ten announcing its schedule model before everybody else to, these decisions being staggered, it just illustrates the nature of college football. Anyone who's followed this sport knows that it's very difficult for everybody to get on the same page with anything, whether it's a model for the college football playoff. You guys remember those debates, or anything to do with this and the virus and trying to get a season in.
Now, Adam, before I get to, the Big 12, I'm looking at LSU coach Ed Orgeron. He said the easiest thing to do right now is just to say no to football season, but we want to compete for our players and find out what's best for them. Now at the end, if our players can't play, I'm not going to put them in harm's way, and they know that. So that to me is just a trust factor. And, I mean, it could be inevitable that we're not going to have college football, but I think by jumping the gun, you could have maybe pushed it down the road 3 or 4 weeks to maybe make that decision. And I think this is a big positive. We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I think the ACC and the SEC was aligned, but I look at the Big 12, by the Big 12 said we're going forward. So don't you think that even without the Big 10 or the Pac-12, we still can have a season that be held accountable and be respectful, even without the Big 10 and the Pac-12? When I look back to 1944, we're trying to finish World War II, and you look at Associated Press top 20, they had military institute bases that were ranked and stuff. Okay. So I just think, because you look at Ohio State could play in any conference, but look at the stroke where Clemson's at, Alabama, and look in the SEC, Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Florida. Then you look in the Big 12, Oklahoma. You still can have a playoff scenario that it could be a legit champion.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think so. Now, I think if one of those leagues in the next few weeks decides they can't do it, it becomes exponentially harder.
Right.
And I know that one thing that sources have told me today, and this has been obviously reported as well, is that if the ACC wants a majority of the Power Five conferences, so right now they have it. They have it with three of the five. But if the Big 12, which is, again, the league to watch going forward, if they at some point decide we can't do this, we have to postpone, I think the ACC would be more inclined to do the same, and then the SEC is left on its own, which it doesn't want to be in. So, this is still a very tenuous situation, and everything that I was told about the Big 12, even though they voted to continue for now, is it's not a consensus in that league. It's still fairly split, and we'll see if that comfort, gets better over the next few weeks, or if that comfort and the concerns, if it goes the other way and the league ends up deciding to postpone. Because if that happens, I think it's going to be a lot harder to pull off the season. But if everything stays on track as it is right now, I think you can at least attempt to have a season, attempt to have a playoff at the end of the year, and crown some type of national champion.
Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN. Adam, man, we really appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and we'll be watching for all your updates.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.